Hey, and welcome back to Gems with the Genesis Amaris Kemp podcast. I am the host and founder, Ms. Genesis Amaris Kemp, and today I'm bringing you a reflection quote by Rosemary Gladstar. The quote reads, "The plants have enough spirit to transform our limited vision." It is so important to reflect on words that we see, on words that we hear, words that we think, and etc., because there are power in thoughts. So when you think about this quote by Rosemary Gladstar, I want you to think how it relates to your life. How does it evoke a certain feeling? How does it make you think about a certain time, a certain place, a certain smell, a certain memory, or anything like that that may have been brought up as you heard the quote? I will read it one more time. "The plants have enough spirit to transform our limited vision." In life, I feel like sometimes our vision can be limited because we may have certain limitations that maybe others have placed on us or we have placed on ourselves where it skews what we see. And if it skews what we see, then that means our vision is limited. So remember the time when, you know, it's the beginning of the year and people are talking about, hey, let's have a vision board party, because many of you may have heard the saying, write the vision and make it plain. And the only way to do so is to envision what you want for that year. What are some of your goals? What are some of your resolutions? What are some of the things that are out in front of you that you want to draw in near and manifest it? So it starts with a vision. It starts with belief. It starts with trust. It starts with hope. It starts with faith. So think about that. How can we transform? In order to truly have transformation, it could start with our thinking. Why are we thinking a certain way? Why are we believing certain things? How is that helping us? How is it not helping us? And etc. That's part of transformation. And then sometimes we also need to pause and take a step back to recalibrate. Look within ourselves. Do the internal work so externally you can show up how you imagine and how you want to be. So I really want you to take time to be still today. Sit in oneness and really do the work to go inwardly. And then as you go inwardly and you begin to connect the dots with who you are, show up externally in the world as how you want to be, not how you want others to perceive you, not how you want others to receive you, but how you want to be with yourself. So I want you to think about that. And let me know how this quote by Rosemary Gladstar jump-started your day. And if this quote doesn't do it for you, stay tuned for other quotes that I will be sharing here on the podcast as a time of reflection. And I also challenge you to come up with a quote on your own. Have a blessed and prosperous day.